learned the Gemara yesterday. And I'm Zion of an Allah, but it more postulates a klal. Wrong daf. I involve him in Allah, but Gemara assumes that there exists a klal mila bimili lo miknon. What does the klal mean and where does it apply? Where is the original klal? What does it mean mila bimili lo miknon? If you want to transfer ownership of karka on the taltalim, then we have rules and regulations. We have kinyon and karka, we have kinyon and mitaltalim. What if you want to transfer ownership of a dova she'en gufa mamon? So that's called mili. What's a dovish and group from Amish shtar? I have a shtar that says somebody owes me $1,000. I want to transfer ownership of the shtar to someone else. So the Gemara says, mili b'mili loy miknan. You cannot transfer ownership of a dover. Dovish and group from Amish. Let's say I have a shtar, someone owes me $100,000 and I die. So my yoshim get everything birusha. They get birusha, the karka, the metalpalim, and the dovish and group from Amish also. It is mamon. It is a chefza mamon that lends itself to Yerusha, but it's a dovish ain gufa mamon. So that's what the Gemara says. If you want to transfer ownership of a dovish ain gufa mamon, you cannot make the kinyan with the kinyan that's called mili. Which kinyan is called mili? So Taisus. Ayin Zayna Med Aleph, the first line in Omer Amneima, Hilchasot. So he writes, Kosav Rabbi Hudoi, Kosav Rabbi Hudoi God, Einosius Niknos Bachalipin. If you make a Kenya Chalipin, I want to give you ownership of the Shtar Halvoya that he owes me $100,000. He's going to give me a handkerchief, in exchange for which I'll give him over the ownership of the Shtar. So he said, that's the example of Mili Bimili La Mikna. That doesn't work. The Gemara doesn't say a word about this. But the Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon said that's included. That's what the original statement goes on. Mili b'mili la miknan. If you want to transfer ownership of a shtar, it's a cheft of mammon b'harai that is nitfas in Yerusha. But the question is, how do you transfer ownership to someone else? So you have to make a real bona fide kinyan. If you just make a kinyan chalipin, that's a kinyan amili and it's not chal. What do you mean? What's unique about chalipin that is called a kinyan mili? So we explain that the Ravid learns the Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Aleph. On the third line, the Gemara says, Kinyan b'fnei shnayim, a Kinyan chalipin. Whenever it says Kinyan, kuf nun, yud yud nun, that's a dead giveaway that it means Kinyan chalipin, or Kinyan stam. It doesn't say which kinyan, it just says Kinyan b'fnei shnayim. So kinyan stam means kinyan chalipin, and a lot of times the Rishonim will spell it with two yuds. That you should know that we're talking about kinyan chalipin. So kinyan chalipin bifnei shnayim. So some the Ravid understood that what it means is that you need edus lekiyum hadavar. So that's what Tosfos said. That's Omer Rabbeinu Tam. That's not correct. And the Tosfos and other mesichtas has a long arichas to show that it's not correct. And the Tosfos Harosh in Kiddushin asked the question, why did the Rabbeinu Tam have to go through such a long proof to demonstrate that chalipin does need eidus l'kimadar? Why should anybody think that you do need eidus l'kimadar? What do you mean, why should someone think? That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. That's how the Rabbeinu holds like that. The Rambam writes that in kinyoni momen, you never need eidus l'kimadar, only by kitim kiddushin, but by kinyoni chazok and hagbo and meshiche and kesef and chalipin, all the other kinyonim, you don't need edus l'kiyum hadavar. The Ravid writes, lo hakol moed mekinyon. Not everybody agrees by kinyon chalipin. That's the Ravid in the Shita Mukobetz. It says over here that kinyon chalipin needs edus l'kiyum hadavar. Why? And the Rambam says that a katan shigir loynes haputa is the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Mechira. You have a Rambam there, Hilchas Mechira, on the right side, on the other pile. Be the end. Thank you. Oh, here is Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam begins the Perek Chof Tes in Hilchas Mechira. Shloshlo. There are three people, Ein Mikha Mekach, Ein Mamkera Memka Dintur. Who are they? Cherishayt the Cotton. Because a lot b'nei das nim. Whoever mid the rabbanon, if the kid is a yosem, and they appointed an up, bezna appointed an apotropos to take care of his assets, the apotropos will take care. But if the kid is a yosem, he has no father, and the bezna did not appoint an apotropos, so how's the kid going to make a living? He's going to sell Kool-Aid, he's going to sell Arava, he's going to sell newspapers, he's going to get little jobs here and there. So mid the rabbanon, if the kid is 6 or 7 years old, kibashis, kibasheva, he understands what it means. Little children think that everything is mine. They take everybody else's toys, everything is mine and mine. When a child becomes a little more mature, he understands this is mine and this is yours, and there's a way to transfer ownership. So kibashis, kibasheva, the Gemara says, when a katan is yigir loinus haputas, he understand, he's beginning to understand what ownership means. This is mine, this is yours, and there's a way to transfer ownership. So then made the Rabbanan by Yosem, Shigir Loinus Haputu. So understand, they made Kinyonim, made the Rabbanan. So the Rambam writes, they made Kinyonim, but not Chalipin. Why not Chalipin? So the Rambam gives a very strange explanation why. So Rab Chaim explained Pshat and the Rambam. Rab Baruch Beer quotes this. Rab Soloveitchik said this over. Rab Chaim explains Pshat and the Rambam because the Rambam thinks the same as the Rabbi. The Kinyan Chalipin is the one and only Kinyan that works both on Karka and on the Talpalim, based on that pasuk and the Gila Asrus Lekayem Kol Dover. That's what the Bali Atos is right. Lekayem Kol Dover. Kol means anything and everything. Chalipin works on everything. It's the one and only Kinyan that works both on Karka and on the Talpalim. Manishtana, the answer is it's not really a kinyan. Kinyani karka don't work on betalkum. Kinyani betalkum don't work on karka. Chalipim was never formulated as a maise kinyan. It's just a similar dova that there's a gemiras das, and the gemiras das accomplishes the kinyan. And the Gemara says there's such a concept as hein hein hadvarm haniknim ba mira. In rare cases, if there's a very strong gemiras das, then the kinyan is chal. That such a kinyan can only work if the person is an adult and he's a bardas. If the person is a cherushay to the cotton, he's a lot bardas. He doesn't have any das. So true midi rabban, they said, cotton shigilo and his haputis mikra mekach memker and memker bimetaltalim. If he buys or he sells metaltalim, it's a valid kinyan. They made a takana that even though he's a lot bardas, a minatoira, the kinyan, whatever kinyan you make, has to have das with it. So with the Rabban, they said, when the Kotta makes a Kinyan, even though it doesn't have Das, he has Kavana, Al-Pidin, it doesn't have Das, so it's still Lachal, the Kinyan. It's Chal Hefke, Bezna Hefke. What are you going to say by Chalipin? There is no Das. Chalipin is the whole essence of the Kinyan, only consists of the Das. So since there's no Das, to use Rabbi Soloveitchik's terminology, the Chachamim can make Takonis, but then they're not Chassidish Rebbe, they can't make Mopsim. They can't create das, yesh mei, the kotna is a lot by das. So how can they have a kinyan chalipin? So you see from the Rambam like that, and you see from the Raibid. The Raibid says you need edus and kiyam adol. You see a lot of, and that's why it's good by karka metalkalim, a lot of dinim. Let's say a person makes a kinyan. So the Gemara says that you can always back out to a chidei dibra. I give you a matana. So if I'm an Indian giver, if 2 seconds after I give it to you, I back out, I say I want it back, I change my mind. So you can always back out. If you take a neder or a shvur, you can back out to the diva. Make a kinyan, you can back out to the diva. There's one kinyan that you can back out longer than to the diva. That's kinyan chalipin. That's, the Gemara says, in the many disputes between Rabba and Rav Yosef, we always pass like Rabba, except for 3 cases, all 3 in Bava Basra, where we pass like Rav Yosef. So Gemara later, soda inyan or machza. The inyan is asukim boso inyan. That if you made a Kenyan suitor, a Kenyan chalip, and you can back out Kol Zman Shasuk Mosu in your why? It should have been this in Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes that then, so there's a long, you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a long list, around 6 or 7 lines, there's in parentheses in Rashi script, there's a long list of Mar Mekaymas of the Rishonim who say this, that Rabbi Yosef's din, you can back out Kol Zman Shasuk Mosu in your only applies to chalip and doesn't apply to any other Kenyan. Not all the Rishonim agree. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they give a long list of Rishonim who say like that. Rabbi Yosef's din that you can back out from Chalip and Kol Zman Shasukim Osu Inyan is only applicable to Chalip and doesn't apply to other Kinyanim. The other Kinyanim, you made a Maisei Kinyan, you can back out to Kedidibah. Kedidibah Dami is considered the Vasachas. But after Kedidibah, you can't back out. But by Chalipin, there is no Maisei Kinyan. The Maisei, either Bekelev Shalkainah, Bekelev Shalmachna, we pass him Bekelev Shalkainah. the kohen gives a handkerchief to the makna. So when the rabbi, when the balabatim appoint the rabbi as the shliach to sell the chametz for them, some balabatim think that they're selling the chametz to the rabbi. The rabbi is not buying your chametz. You're appointing the rabbi as a shliach. So the Rambam writes that the minig is, when you appoint the rabbi as a shliach, b'kelub shel kohen, the rabbi gives his handkerchief to the balabas to acquire the right to act as a shliach on his behalf. It's called kelub shel kohen. The rabbi is the shliach, he's the kohen. He's kohen the right. Same thing, let's say the husband wants to divorce his wife, but the wife lives in California already now, so the husband is going to appoint a shliach. So when he gives over the shlichas, the power of attorney, so to speak, when he gives over the koyach shlichas to the shliach, so the minig is, the Rambam writes, the minig is that the shliach gives a handkerchief to the rabbi. What he's selling on his wife? He's not selling his wife. He's giving, the shliach is acquiring, he's the kohen, he's acquiring the ability to act on behalf of the husband as the shliach. So the kelub shel kohen, he gives his handkerchief to the husband. In exchange for that, the husband gives him the power of attorney, the right to act as a shliach. So then later on, when the rabbi sells the chametz to the goy, so who's the kohen? The goy is the kohen. So the goy has to give his handkerchief to the rabbi. Some rabbis make a mistake. I was in the practicing rabbinate for a few years. I had to sell chametz. So one of the rabbis, it was there, all the rabbis come together. One of the rabbis thought that just like when the rabbi gets the right to sell the chametz on behalf of the balabas, the rabbi gives his handkerchief to the balabas. So the rabbi thought he gives his handkerchief to the goy. No, b'kelub shel kohen. So machlokes in the Gemara Perek Hazov and Bava Metzia. It says v'shalav ishnala menasan le'reyeh, mi nasan le'mi, who gave to whom? The kohen gave to the makna, makna gave to the kohen. So the Gemara comes to the maskana, b'kelub shel kohen. So when the rabbi is appointed as the shliach to represent the balabatim, the rabbi's kohen. He's kohen the right to act as a shliach. So b'kelub shel kohen, he gives his handkerchief to the balabas. When the rabbi sells the chametz to the goy is the kohen. So the goy has to give his handkerchief to the rabbi. That's b'kelub shel kohen. So chalipin is a kinyan, what the Gemara calls dvarim haniknim b'amir. It's like, it's rare. Usually we have the klal in the Rambam, the first line in the Rambam, Hilchus Mechira. You can't transfer ownership by just making an oral declaration. And New York State law is that if you're selling metaltalin, you can accomplish the kinyan just by making an oral declaration. If you're selling karka, you have to make a kinyan. In Jewish law, it's not so. Both by karka and by metaltalin, you need a maisa kinyan. But there are a few exceptions, rare exceptions to the rule. Whenever this is a very strong gemiras das, and the Gemara, oh, that's dvarim haniknim b'amira. Dvarim haniknim b'amira. So when you have a kinyan of mili, a kinyan of with chalipin is called a kinyan of mili. So that's mili b'mili la mikna. If you're selling shtaris, you can't transfer ownership with the kinyan chalipin. So that's the first line in the Tosfos. Ayin zayin amen aleph amar meima. Kosev Rabbi Yehudoi goin, ein osias niknas b'chalipin. In Bava Kamma, that's a discussion in the first parak in Bava Kamma. And Yud Dalet on the base, there's a Tosfos Divrei Maskal Avodah Mishtoris. So there was a girsa in the Gemara that Avodah Mishtoris Aniknin B'Chalipin. So Tosfos says that girsa is not correct. They're not so sure what the din is. U'bishtar Afila B'Chalipin Nami Tzorachim. They're not sure. But Tosfos quotes over here the name of Rabbi Yehudoi Goyin. So there in Bava Kamma Yudal Amez, they're not sure. They think we should cross out the girsa because they're not so convinced that you can transfer ownership of the shtar halvoya with chalipin. Rabbi Yehudoi Goyin says that you can't. That's the accepted opinion. Not like Tosfos is mesupin. We follow Rabbi Yehudoi Goyin that you can't. That's osias. That's mili b'mili lo mikna. So the Gemara Bayas makes a statement. We're going to prove what the halacha is, halacha l'maisa. There was a machlekes Rebbe and a chachamim. If I have a shtar halva to somebody owes me $100,000, I want to transfer the shtar halva to someone else. How do you make the kinyan? The Rebbe's opinion is osias nikdas ben mesira. And the chachamim disagree. They say need ksiva mesira. So the Gemara says we're going to prove conclusively from a svara, a hechrech, a logical svara, what the din is. Which way? And the Gemara says we have a klal mili b'mili le'miknon. So which direction did they prove? So that's a machlokes here. The Rashbam says the top line and ein zalim and al pachi gasina. It's a dead giveaway. The two girsas in the Gemara. The other girsas is the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam was the older brother of the Rabbeinu Tam, and they disagreed every so often. The Rashbam usually follows Rashi because he was old enough to learn with Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Tam was a young child when Rashi passed away, so he felt very free to disagree with Rashi more often, much more often than the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says the Gemara is proving that the din is like Rebbe. If the din would have been like the Chachamim, so how are you makna shtar halvot to someone else? Ksiva umesira by writing another shtar. So the Gemara says mili b'mili l'miknan. A kinyan shtar is a kinyan of gemira's das. What does that mean? So there is, you have a Gemara. Okay, I'll tell you. There is a Gemara in Ksuvas daf kuv beis amud aleph. There is a machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. Chayv ani lachmana d'shtar. I write you, I don't owe you a penny, and I write on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, and I give you the shtar. So does that, if I promise Baal Peh, I say, I want to give you $1,000, I can always back out, even after Kedei Dibur. I never made any kinyan. I never made, promises are meaningless. But if I made a kinyan on the hischayvus, then I can't back out. How do you create a hischayvus? So the Gemara always says, kana miyodai. If you make a kinyan suder, kana miyodai accomplishes. So there's a machlokes there between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So kinyan chalipin. So we mentioned that Tosfos points out that kinyan chalipin, kinyan suder, is the one and only kinyan that works both on karka and on metaltalin. And based on the word in the pasuk, l'kayem kol dover, zos l'ponim yisol al will of alfno, l'kayem kol dover, shalaf yishnalim and osan l'reyeh. So since there's l'kayem kol dover, anything and everything, so it's good both for karka and for metalpunim. So it's good for a third thing also. So to create a hischayvus, I want to obligate myself to owe you $1,000, so you give me a handkerchief, b'kelev shel koine, and in exchange for the handkerchief, I obligate myself to give you $1,000. So that's included in l'kayem kol dover. The Gemara appears in many places. The Gemara says, you're not chai. The Gemara says, v'shkana miyodah. Nebeda kabolos kinyan, and kinyan suri creates his chayvus. So that's not a problem. So there's a machlekes there, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and Ksubas kod beis amin aleph. Can you create his chayvus by writing a shtar? I write on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, and I sign my name, and I give you the shtar. In the presence of witnesses, I give you the shtar, let's say. So am I mechuyev or not? So Rabbi Yechon, we pass on that whenever there's a machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says in Yevamos that the din is always like Rabbi Yechon, except the three cases. So this case is not one of the three. So we pass like Rabbi Yechon that Chayiv Ani Lachmana Bishtar does create a hischayvus. So Tosfos there, there's a gigantic Tosfos on Kuv Beis Amud Aleph, very long Tosfos, around 30 lines long, 20, 30 lines long, has a lot to say. And so the Nesivos picked out one line from the Tosfos like a needle in a haystack. He found a needle. So the Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. Whenever the halacha distinguishes between karka versus metaltalin, let's say, there's no shvur derais on karka. But if there's a mitzvah of mixus on the tefillin, so there is a din. So what if let's say I say I lent you $1,000, you deny. You say no, I only lent you $750. Your mitzvah of mixus and kaifel of mixus. So then you swear a shvur deraisa. So if the debate between the tevei and the mitzvah is about karka, it's the din einish by malakakos. When I tell you there's no shvur deraisa. If the debate is on the talklam, there is a shvur. What if the debate is on an amount of money, It's not a tangible object. It's neither karka nor metalplan. I said, I lent you $1,000. You owe me I say, you owe me $1,000. Not I lent you. I say, you owe me $1,000. Yeah, meiz etam sheyir. Because you crashed into my car or whatever. You destroyed my property or I lent you the money, whatever. I say, you owe me $1,000. You say, you only owe me $500. You only owe me $750. So it is a chov, an abstract chov. It's neither karka nor metalpon. Is it dinik karka, is dinik metalpon. So that's the normal case of Ishvah Daraisa. I say, you owe me $100. You say, you only owe me $50. That's a motive of mitzvah. So you say, Ishvah Daraisa. So you see that whenever there's a difference between karka and metalpon, an abstract chov is treated like metalpon. You don't treat it like karka. And the din is that karka is niknas pishtar, metalpon are not niknas pishtar. So Tosis says to Kasha, how can we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that if I write a document, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation to give you $100,000 and I give you the shtar, that creates the hischaibus. Hischaibus is like metalpalim. It's not like karka. We just said there's a shvur deraisa on it. So since hischaibus is like metalpalim, so it can't be nikna vishtar. So if it can't be nikna vishtar, how do we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? Chayavanim lachmona vishtar. Is good to create his chayvus. So Taisus answers, it's a strange answer. Taisus says, the shtar just shows that he has a gemira's das, and it's when the dvarm ha-niknim ba-mira. So Taisus is saying that shtar is not a maisekinyan. Shtar just elevates the level of das, the Rambam's klal. But if the same thing that I say, I write on a piece of paper and I give it to you, that I elevated the level of the das, there's the stronger gemira's das. I wrote it on a piece of paper and I gave it to you. Some rishonim insist you even have to give it in the presence of two edim. You need edim mesira karsi. That's a question. Whether you say edim mesira karsi is a din in all stars, or edim mesira karsi is only a din in gitim mikidushin. The man is Mekadosh and Isha Yidei Shtar, and man is Begarish Yidei Shtar. So Rashi and the Rambam say, and the Shulchan Aruch says like that, that you only need Eidei Mesira. You only need Eidei Mesira in the Shtar Git Mekidushin. But in Shtar Moment, you don't need Eidei Mesira. You never need Eidei Mesira. That's a Mishagas in the last, just started during my lifetime. When I was younger, no one ever. Under the chuppah, no rabbi ever asked the Eide Kiddushin to come back to watch when the chosin gives over the ksuba to the kavah. It's ridiculous. It's amaratzis. First of all, the ksuba is a shtaraya. It's not a shtar kinyan. So in a shtaraya, there never was a machloikas, but the Eide Mesira Karsi, Eide Chasimah Karsi. Machloikas hatanoim, Rav Meir, Rav Lozen, but the Eide Mesira Karsi, Eide Chasimah Karsi, only by shtari kinyan, not by shtari raya. How do you know that Ksuba is a Benesidah's right? That Ksuba is a Shtar right? How do you know? Because it says, we made the Kabbalah's Kinyan. The rabbi gives his handkerchief to the Chassan. So all the Shidbudim are there already. So the Edom sign, it's a Shtar right. It's not a Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Kinyan means that by the Shtar, you're creating the Hischavis. Hischavis is created already with the Kinyan Chalitim. And secondly, even if it would have been a Shtar Kinyan, the Shulchan Aruch quotes word for word from the Rambam, if I want to sell you karka, the shtar, I write on a piece of paper, and there's no, I write, the apartment that belongs to me in 24 Bennett now belongs to you. And the Rama writes, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, there's no machlokes. Nobody disagrees in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, you don't need Eide Chasima, you don't need Eide Mesira. The din of Eide Mesira Karsi is only by Gittin Mekidushin. It does not apply to shtar imam. So the whole thing is a mistake. That's the latest Mishugas. That they require Eidei Mesira when the Chassan gives over the Ksuba. It's nonsense. People don't know what Shtaras are all about. No, it doesn't make any sense at all. The thing is, Yeshiva Shechum, it doesn't make sense. Yeshiva Shechum sometimes don't make sense. You have to know the Gemaras. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. How can we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that you can create a Hischaibus Momen? Eidei Shtar. Shtar is only a Kinyan on Karka. Shtar is not good to be called a Metaltalim. So they're bothered with the Kasha. His chayvus mamen is neither karka nor metaltalim, because it's not a tangible object. It doesn't fall into this category or the other. But whenever the halacha distinguishes between karka and metaltalim, an abstract amount of money that you owe is treated like metalkalim. So how can you be koine his chayvus mamin? They shtar. Shtar is only good to be koine karka. So Tosfos answers that when shtar is good to be koine, it's not shtar constitutes a maaser king. Shtar is a demonstration that there's a stronger gemiras. That's like we explained by chalipin. So that's what Tosfos says in the middle of that gigantic fat Tosfos on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph in Ksuvos. So then Hasidus picks out that one line and he makes a big fuss about that. That shtar constitutes, doesn't really constitute a kinyan. It indicates that there is a stronger gemiras das, and the gemiras das accomplishes the kinyan. So it really shouldn't, so it's a question, it really, so it's for the varma niknan bar mira. So if it's good to be koina his chayvus, so it ought to be good to be koina metaltalim also. If chalipin is good for both kaka and metaltalim, because the pasuk says lakayim called over. And what's the explanation? Why is it good for both karka and metaltalim? Because it's not a maisi kinyan. Maisi kinyan were formulated as kinyoni karka or kinyoni metaltalim. Kinyoni karka don't work for metaltalim, kinyoni metaltalim don't work for karka. But if it's a dvarim ha-niknam ha-mirit, then it works equally. If it's the higher level of mirit, not, it works equally the karka and the metaltalim. So that's the reason why chalipin works on both. So kinyan shtar should also work on both. That's a very good kasha. So the answer is, there's a Gemara later in Bava Basra, the Gemara has a Lashon, Metata lalab b'nei mevet shtarim minu. The Gemara doesn't say that metaltalim can't be nicknamed the shtar. The Gemara says, you can't describe the metaltalim in the shtar. What am I going to write in the shtar? See, if I write, I'm selling you my apartment in 24 Bennett apartment 26A, that's in New York City 10033. There's only one address in the whole wide world, New York City, United States, 10033, apartment 26A and 24 Bennett. That's it. You can describe this, even if I didn't describe it. But a shtar lends it, karka lends itself to be described in a shtar. So that's why a shtar works. The metaltalim you can't describe. I'm going to sell you a computer. I'm going to sell you a chair. I'm going to sell you a book. There are a million books like that. Unless, let's say, I have a Mona Lisa. I have the one and only Mona Lisa in the whole wide world. And I write in a shtar, I'm selling you the Mona Lisa. So maybe it will work. Maybe a shtar will work. The Gemara never says it doesn't work. Because the Gemara's Lashon, the Ritva points it out. The Ritva and Bava Basra points it out. The Gemara never says that shtar doesn't work on the top. The Gemara says, metaltalim lav b'nei mevet shtarim minu. Shtar doesn't fit in with metaltalim because there's no way to describe the metaltalim in the shtar. So that's why it doesn't work. By karka, shtar is good even if because theoretically you could have described it, even if you don't describe it. I write in the shtar, I give you ownership of the apartment that I own. I didn't describe where it is. But a shtar lends itself to describe where the karka is. So even if you didn't describe it, it's good. So that's how the Rashbam learns this Gemara. The Rashbam read the Gemara, Hochi Garsinan, the top line in Ayin Zayin and Aleph, top line in the Rashbam, Hochi Garsinan, not like the Rabbi in the Tom's Girsa in this gigantic Tosfos on Rameimar. He says the correct, one of the gripes that the Rashbam had against his younger brother, the Rabbi Natam, was that the Rabbi Natam was in the habit of changing girsos very easily. So they have the correspondence. So the Rashbam held, you shouldn't be so quick to change girsos. Maybe the old girsa is correct. So here, apparently the old girsa was, like the Rashbam said, the Rabbi Natam changed the girsa over here. That's it. The third line in the Tosfos, the Rabbi Natam Aliri, Nira di Garsina, and Faker, they're changing the Girsa. The Rashbam is preserving the old Girsa. So according to the old Girsa, the Rashbam says, the Gemara is proving that you cannot be Makna Ashtar, Ayidei Shtar, because Ashtar is a Dovashen Guf, a Mamad Shtar Halva, and Kinyan Shtar is a Kinyan Amili, like Tosfos said in Ksubas Dav Kubesim and Aleph. Kinyan shtar is dvar ma'niknim ba'mira. Every time shtar is kind, it's basically dvar ma'niknim ba'mira. So you can't transfer ownership of a dovashen gufa mamin with a kinyan. With a kinyan, that's only a gemiras das. The Rabbi Natam reversed the girsa, so he holds that it's not correct. The Rabbi Natam's girsa was mili b'mili la'miknon, was posseling that he can't say like Rebbe. He can't say oiseis niknan b'mis sira. That's mili b'mili loy miknan. So why is that mili b'mili loy miknan? So there's a little tosis, osius. The little tosis has to fit in the words. Emery, the Re was the nephew of the Rabbeinatan. He holds like the Rabbeinatan. He's the nephew of the Rashbam also. But he learned under the Rabbeinatan. So the Re interprets, Mesiris Ashtar Koli Miri. The Kenyan of Mili that's not acceptable for Ashtar is Mesira. So the Gemara here is proving logically that Rebbe is wrong, not like the Rashbam, they're proving that the Rabbanon are wrong. Because Kenyan Shtar is a Mili. It's Dvar Maniknim Bamira. No, they're proving that Rebbe is wrong and the Chachamim are right. Why? So they say, Mesiris Ashtar Kori Kori Mili. If you would have held like Rebbe, that Osius Nikta's been Mesira, that would be called Mili. Mili is a bunch of words. Why did Ka'amale? He says, orally, knielach shtar ze, the hayna mili bi alma. It's only a bunch of words. Avok kishakosev shtar bishmo, ala shibud, en lucha maise god li ze. But if you all like the chachamim, that you need ksiva umesira, so that's a stronger kinyan. The new shtar together with the old shtar constitute one big shtar. So that was, the proof was just the reverse. Proof was just the reverse. There is such a similar Gemara, not identical. The Gemara Amud Beis. Because the Gemara asks Akasha, is that true? Is there such a rule? Here on the fourth line from the top, a line Zainam and Al. Is that true? You're telling me that there's such a cloud that you cannot transfer ownership of a dovshen guf a mamin ayidei akno amidas ayidei gneiras das. Below, is that true? The Amar Rabbi Bar Yitzchak. What does he say? Two stories, three stories. What does he say? If you make a kinyan, I wrote a shtar on a soda, and I didn't give you, and I'm selling you the field. So I sell you the field, you made a kinyan chazak, and you made a kinyan kesef, you paid for the field, whatever. And then I wrote a shtar also, but I didn't hand over the shtar yet. We didn't have tfisas bala shtar yet. So Kozman, we didn't have tfisas bala shtar. I can always back out and rip up the shtar. What will I gain by ripping up the shtar? The karka belongs to you anyway. I sold you the karka, you paid for it, it's yours. What do I gain? People are nervous. People will hear that they have stories against me, so they won't want to lend me any money. They won't want to deal in business with me. They won't realize that what kind of a shtar. People have a shtar that I owe money to the sun, the moon, and the stars. I owe everybody money. Or there's a shtar that said that I sold the house to you. So that shtar is not detrimental to me. But still, I'm afraid that people are going to hear that there were stories against me, so they won't want to deal in business with me. So even though I already sold you the karka, you made a kinya chazak, you made a kinya kesef, but I didn't give you, even though I wrote the shtar, if I didn't give you the shtar yet, I can back out, rip up the shtar, and not give it to you. But what if when you were kind of the karka, the kesef, or the chazak, the shtar was already written, and I said, I want you to be kind of the karka, and agav the karka, I want you to be kind of the shtar. So the Gemara says, yeah. That's the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Here, the third line from the top, Anayin Zainam and Beis. Zui Shoshaninu, that's what it says in the Mishnah, the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. The Chosim Shein Lamacharayis, Metaltalim, Niknim in the Chosim Sheish Lamacharayis, Bekesef Ushtar, Vichazoke. You were kind of the Karka, Bekesef, or Bechazoke. And then I say, and I wrote already, I wrote a Shtar on your behalf, that this is to ascertain that I sold you the Karka, it's yours. But I didn't give you the shtar yet. So when you make the Kenyan chazaka or kesef to be kind of the karka, I say, be kind of the karka and agav the karka, be kind of the shtar, then I can't back out from the shtar. So the Gemara thought that agav is mamish mili. Agav is mili. So a makna, a shtar, it's not a shtar halva, it's a shtar raya on the karka. But it's a dovah shen guf a mamet. A shtar is a dobashen guf, it's not karka, it's not metalkalim. So the Gemara said, Beferish, I could be makna a shtar raya to the other person, ayide agav. No agav, you didn't make any kinyan at all, so the whole thing is all das. The whole thing is all, a gemir is das. Just like I gave you ownership of the karka, so that shows that I have a stronger gemir is das on the shtar, and therefore you kind of the shtar with agav just with the gemir is das alone. It's not a violation of what you said before, mili bimili lo miknon. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. The Gemara answers, agav shiny, chalipin is a kinyan amili. But the Rashbam holds that shtar is a kinyan amili. Tosfos holds that mesira is a kinyan amili. But agav is a bona fide kinyan. It's not a kinyan amili. How do you know? The Gemara answers, agav shiny, how do you know? We're going to prove it. That's a Gemara in Hazahav and Bob Metzian. I have a sack of coins and I want to transfer ownership of the coins to you. The Gemara says Chalipin is no good. Why not? So we said yesterday, the Gemara in Bob Metzian explains why. Because Matbeya is Daite Atsursa. Coins always have the imprint of the government on them. Only has a din of legal tender, has a din of Kesef. If it's sponsored by the government and it has the imprint of the government, it says in the parsha Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, if you live far away from Yerushalayim, it's going to be expensive, too expensive to bring the transport of all the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, because it was a successful year, so much, so bountiful, so much payers grew. Going to be too expensive to transport it to Yerushalayim. So it says you can be paid in the Maaseh Sheni and bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then you buy food with the money. So the Gemara says you need kesef sheyesh olav tzura. In order to be called kesef, it has to be sponsored by the government and it has to be legal to be considered legal tender. That's kesef. Kesef doesn't mean silver. That's a different word. Kesef has another meaning, silver. If you have a silver piece of jewelry, that's kesef. But here, Kesef, as opposed to Shavah Kesef, Kesef means legal tender, sponsored by the government, that has the imprint of the government on. That's called Kesef Sheish Olav Tzura. So the Gemara says, Matbeya is Daite Atzursa, people have in mind the imprint of the government on it. And Tzursa Avida the Butler, the government may always decide to devaluate the money, or they may decide to say that this is no longer considered legal tender. Every government, every couple of years, they pass all the money, they change the money. So, in a certain sense, Matbeya is called a Dovshen Gufa moment. That's a little hard to swallow. Matbeya, money, is a Dovshen Gufa moment. Matbeya is Kesef. Matbeya means Kesef. But when you get to this one din, when you get to this din, let's say there's no Shvur Deraisa on a Dovashen Gufa Mammon, on Karka Bottom Shtar, but there is a Shvur Deraisa Matbeya. If I said you were the Shomer on 100 coins of mine, you might have mixed us, you're only a Shomer on 50. So there will be a Shvur Deraisa. It's not excluded. You don't say it's the same Shtaris. Matbeya is considered a Dovashen Gufa Mammon. But again, to this one din, we treat Matbeya. That's how the Ramban explains the Gemara. That's the only Pshat in the Gemara. Matbeya is treated like a Dovashen Gufa Mammon vis a vis Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin, so the Gemara says, Kinyan Chalipin, that's where Rabbi Yehudoi Goyen had got his idea from. The first line in the Tosfos Amar Amen, they quote Rabbi Yehudoi Goyen, says, the Kinyan of Chalipin, of Suder, is a Kinyan of Mili. Where did he get that in the Gemara? We said it from the Ramam, from the Ravid, from a lot of Dinim, and from Rabbi Yosef, you can back out, even after Turkey, the Dibro calls Manshasuk Masuinyan. Yeah, but where did they get it from? They got it from this Gemara. The Gemara says, Mili bin Mili loy Miknan. The Gemara says, that's the reason why Matbeya is not Nikna b'chalipin. Because Matbeya, in a certain sense, is Mili. It's a Dovashen Gufa Mammon. The Gemara said, why? Because Daite Atsursa, Atsursa Avida the Butler, the government can declare that it's no longer legal tender. So, despite the fact that Matbeya cannot be Nikna b'chalipin, but it can be Nikna b'agav. The agav, agavara, nikne, agav, karka, the matbeya can't be nikne. And the Gemara tells the story that it can't be nikne. So the question is, but if you just suggested before that agav is a kinyan amili, the fact that I'm selling metalplim together with karka, and you made a kinyan on the karka, that shows that I really mean business. So I have a stronger, that shows that my das on the metalplim, the fact that I'm selling karka with metalplim shows that my das on the metalplim is a stronger level of das. So that's what the Gemara thought. And that's why it's from the Dvarim HaNiknim Bamira. So the Gemara says, how can you say that? That's wrong. So if that were true, that Agav is a Kinyan Amili, it's Dvarim HaNikdim Bamir, belongs to that category. So just like Mabeh is not Nikdim B'Chalipin, because Chalipin is a Kenyan Amili, so Mabeh should not be Nikdim B'Agav, and the din is not true. Mabeh is Nikdim B'Agav. So you see that that's not the Pshat in Agav. Pshat in Agav is, I treat the Karka Metaltlim as one, and I made a Kenyan. On the Karka, it's considered like I did make a Kenyan on the Metaltlim. It's not that the fact that I put them together, I lumped together the Karka and the Metaltlim, and you made a Kenyan on the Karka, shows that by Das on the Metaltlim is stronger. There is a discussion in the Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch. If he sell a Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom, so there's a Machlekes Hatanoim, will the Kenyan take effect? If, let's say I'm negotiating with the mayor to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. They'll never sell it to you, but I'm friendly with the mayor, so they may sell it to me. So I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge if and when I succeed in acquiring ownership. I'm selling you the Brooklyn Bridge. So what if I never succeed in getting it? So I sold you the Brooklyn Bridge. So I sold you something that doesn't belong to me. So the Kenyan is not chal. What if later on I do succeed in getting it? And I said, I'm selling you the Brooklyn Bridge. I want the Kenyan to take it back. Let's say I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael, so I want to sell my apartment as of September 1st. Until the end of August, I need the apartment. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael at the end of August. You can make a Kenyan lachalamet. I can sell my apartment as of September 1st. Why not? You can make Mekadosh and Isha as of September 1st. You can maybe garish your wife as of September. You can make a Kenyan now that should take effect later. You can postpone the halos. So that's what Rav Meir's opinion is. Rav Meir in half of the Tanakh, the whole Odom Makdim Dovah Shel Olam. You can make a Kenyan to give over ownership. If and when I acquire ownership of the Brooklyn Bridge, I'm selling it to you, and the Kenyan should be chal at that time, if and when. And we paskin know that you cannot make a Kenyan on a Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom. So there's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, and there's simon about Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom, and simon Reish Tes, and there's simon Reish Gimel, and Choshen Mishpat. So they talk about what if a person is selling a Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom together with a Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom. So some Rishonim hold that it's good. Because the whole chisaron, this is questionable. They say the whole chisaron, why you can't make a kinyan on a Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom, because it's a lack of gemiras das. People don't have a real gemiras das on a Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom. But if you're selling it together with a Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom, both together, so there's a gemiras das on Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom, so that shows that there's a full gemiras das on the Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom also. So the kinyan is chal on the Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom. And others say no. That you can't be makna Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom. So even the Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom, the Kenyan is also not chal. Since you're selling it in a package deal, so nothing is chal. And the normal sheet, the normal pshat is, the Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom, the Kenyan is chal, the Dovah Shel Abo L'Yoylom, the Kenyan is not chal. That's the normal way. But there were opposite opinions. There were three sheetas. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch alludes to it, and the Isma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch has a whole arichas on it. So that's what the Gemara thought over here. The Gemara thought, if you makne, the havamin of the Gemara was that agav is a kinyan of dvarim haniknim ba'mir. Since I'm selling karka with metaltalim, and you made a kinyan on the karka and it's yours, so that shows that I have a stronger gemiras das on the metaltalim, but not normally. Normally you say, ein amekech niknim edvar, the first halach and the Rambam Hilchas Mechira. But here when I'm selling karka with metaltalim, and you made a kinyan on the karka, then the gemiras das on the metaltalim is a stronger gemiras das, and it's nikne with das alone. Dvarim hanikne ma'amir. So then the Gemara backs up and they say it's not true. They say it's not true. Chalipin is a kinyan amili. Just the gemiras das. Shtar. Taisa said shtar. The Taisa Ksuba says shtar is a kinyan amili. It's dvarim hanikne ba'amir. But agav is considered a real ma'aseh kinyan. So such a similar Gemara, similar to this Shakla Vitarya here, appears in Bava Metzia in the first Perek. Gemara there talks, the Tanoim every so often had to go travel to Rome by boat in order to negotiate with the Roman government. They were ruling Eretz Yisrael after the Churban Arbayis. So the Mishnayos talk about on one occasion, Rabbi Gamliel was a rich man and he spent a fortune of money to get the Dalad Minim. The other Tanoim couldn't afford it. So he gave, after he was Yotze on the first 2 days of Sukkot in each Olachem, so he gave it to Rabbi Akiva, he gave it to Matan Manas Lahachse. He's not going to give away if he spent $1,000 for Lulav and Anesra, got a boat. So, and then he gave it to Rabbi Akiva, he gave it to Rabbi Loz Mazariah, he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua. Everybody was Yotze. So then the Gemara says they were on the boat. A lot of things happened on the boat. So they were on the boat, and it was coming close to Erev Pesach of the seventh year. This year is the Shemitah year. Erev Pesach is the Shas HaBior. Whoever has, many people probably do have, those who spent a year or two in Eretz Yisrael, may have Ma'aser Sheni money. So the Ma'aser Sheni money you have to get rid of before Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, before Erev Pesach of the fourth year. You have 3 years of Rosh Hashanah and Ma'aser, and then you have half a year from Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year till Erev Pesach. Of the fourth year, you have 6.5 months to get rid of all of the Ma'aser Sheni, and then you're supposed to recite the parsha, the Arti HaKodesh Min Abayis. I gave away the Ma'aser Sheni, we ate up the Ma'aser Sheni, whatever. Yeah, today, you can't eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, so you pay down the money. You're not supposed to leave the money over. So you're supposed to throw the money into the Yam HaMelech. Who's going to go travel to the Yam HaMelech? So every Erev Pesach of the fourth year, the seventh year, they go to the chemistry labs here and they take some acid. They take a container full of acid and they put the coins in. It's against the law to destroy American money, but no one's going to put you in jail. So they take the American coins that they were using for the purpose of Pinyan Ma'aser Sheni. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to use Israeli coins. Then you can only be paid a Ma'aser Sheni on Kesef. Shavu Kesef is no good. That's one of the three dinim, that Shavu Kesef is Lavki Kesef. So Kesef, the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kamma, it's only called Kesef in that country where it's recognized by the government as legal tender. So in America, if you have Israeli coins, you come from Eretz Yisrael with the Pruta Chamura. You come with a big Israeli shekel and you want to use it in America for Pinyan Ma'aser Sheni, it doesn't work because in America, Israeli money is Shavu Kesef. American money is Kesef here. So if you have in America, you have American money. So soon before Erev Pesach of the Shnas HaShmita, Erev Pesach of the fourth year, you have to destroy the coin, unless you're prepared to send it to the Yam HaMelech and throw it over there, then it should get destroyed. So the Mishnah tells the story, the Tanoim were on the boat, that's at the end of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and it was either the fourth year or the seventh year, and they had to do Biur. So Rabbi Gamliel had fields in Eretz Yisrael. He was there with all the other Tanoim. So he had to give away Truma. He had it. Truma Gedola, they always used to be mafish on the farm before anything. So the Truma Gedola was taken care of. But the Ma'aser Rishon, they hadn't given away. And the Ma'aser Sheni, they hadn't given away. And the Ma'aser Rani, they hadn't given away. So Rabbi Akiva was on the boat. Rabbi Akiva was the Gabbai Shel Tzedakah. So he gave the Ma'aser Ani to Rabbi Akiva, he should be koina on behalf of the Anim. Then he gave, I think Rabbi Shua was a Levi, so he gave him Ma'aser Rishon. Right. He gave away whatever he was able to give away. So he, when I'm on a boat, and my Ma'aser Ani, and my Ma'aser Rishon is in a different location, what kinyana do I make? How do I give over the Ma'aser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua? How do I give over the Ma'aser Ani to Rabbi Akiva? As representing the Anim. How do you do that? So the Gemara says, he rented his barn, where he had all the Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani. They gave him a nickel. The Tanoim, Rabbi Shua, gave a dollar or whatever to Rabbi Gamliel to rent his barn. And then he said, I want you to be kind in the Ma'aser Rishon with a Kinyan Chotzer. And then Rabbi Akiva gave him a dollar that he wants to rent the barn now. And then Rabbi Akiva was kind in the Ma'aser Rani with a Kinyan Chotzer. So the Gemara says, why did he have to? What? He needed the dollar. Rabbi Gamliel was a rich man. He paid for the Lulav and the Asra. He paid a fortune of money. So why did he need their dollar? Why didn't he just rent them the karka with the Kinyan Chalipin? Well, the Gemara says, why didn't they just give over the Ma'aser Rishon and the Ma'aser Rani with the Kinyan Chalipin? Why didn't he, Tosfos says that question, why didn't he rent the karka with the Kinyan Chalipin? But the Gemara raised the question, Where's this Gemara? Mori asks, why didn't Rabbi Gamliel makna the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Oni with a kinyan, with a kinyan chalipin? So the Gemara said, because we hold Tarbis Hanor Ein Amamin. The farmer who's mafresh, Rabbi Gamliel is the owner of the farm, and he had Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, he had a giveaway. So all he has, he doesn't own it. The Maisa Rishon belongs to Shevet Leviya. The Maiserani doesn't belong to him, it belongs to Shevet Aniyim, belongs to, in general, the Shem Maiserani. So Rabbi Gamliel is the owner of the farm, so he has what we call Tevis Anon. He has the right to pick which lady he wants to give the Maiserishan to, which Ani he wants to give the Maiserani to. So the Gemara says, since all he owns is Maiserani, so Matnas Aniyim and Matnas Leviya Nisina Ksibu, so that's why he has to make a real bona fide Kenyan. So the Gemara says, Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan. Chalipin is a Haknoa Midas. If I own something and I want to transfer ownership, then there's a concept of the Dvarim HaNiknim Bamira. If you make a Kinyan Chalipin, it'll work. But over here, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't own the Maisa Rishon. It belongs to the Shevet Leviya. He doesn't own the Maisa Rani. It belongs to the Aniyim. He has the Tardis Hanot to give it to whomever he wants. That's called Nesina Ksibu. So Chalipin is not called the Nesina. So the Gemara said, so how did he do Agav? First, the Gemara is not sure. How did he give over ownership to Maiserisha and Maiserani? How did he give it to Rabbi Yeshua and to Rabbi Akiva? He rented the barn, and then he was Makna Agav, the barn, or he was Makna Ayde Chotzer. How did it work? So the Gemara first thought that the Gemara has a discussion back and forth. Was it Agav? The Gemara said, Agav. Agav is like Chalipin. That's just a Dvar Ma'niknam Ba'mira. The fact that he's giving over the Karka together with the Metaltim shows that the stronger Gemir is Das on the Metaltim. And the Kinyan Metaltim is Chal with Dvar Ma'niknam Ba'mira. Mar says, no, that's wrong. That's not the reason why. Agav is a bona fide Kinyan. So the Shakla Vitaria that you have in our Gemara, that the Gemara thought, that the fact that you can be makna ashtar on the karka, the agav, is a right that mili b'mili is mikna. The Gemara rejects it, and not true agav shiny, because my bear is not nikna machlip, and it is nikna b'agav. So it shows agav is a real kinyan. So the same shakla v'tar that you have over here, you have over there in Bob Metzia. Where is it? I didn't find it yet. Where?
Yud Aleph on the base.
We'll try that. Okay. Yud Aleph on the base. The Gemara says, didn't he have a suitor to be makna? The answer is, Tovus Ano ain't a mammon, liknas mena b'chalipin. So the Gemara thought, Tovus Ano is no good for just like chalipin is no good, because you need a real bona fide kin, you need nesinik sibahu. So the Gemara thought that agav is also no good. So the Gemara says, it's wrong. Agav is a bona fide kinyan. Yud Aleph on the base, exactly. Yud Aleph on the base. So that's the exact same discussion that you have over here about Mila Mila Lamikna appears there on Yud Aleph on the base. That is correct. How does the Gemara prove Halacha Lamaisa that Agav does work on Kesh, even though Chalipin Kinyan Suda doesn't work on Matbeya, because Matbeya died the Atsur Sur Tsur Sabira the bottle means in a certain sense, Matbeya is treated like a Dovish Engufa Mammon. The Enlecha Mammon Godel Mizeh, Kesh is for sure Mammon, but when you get to the Din of Chalipin, we treat it like a Dovish Engufa Mammon because Daite Atsuris of Tsuris Avida the Botla. Yes. So even though Matbeya is not Nikna Bachalipin because the Dovish Engufa Mammon, Mili Bimili, Lo Niknan, but Agav is good. How do you know? Kiho, there was a Maisa Shoyo, the Rapope, Havalei, so there are two Girsas here. The Rishayim have Tosis has. The bottom Tosis is Rapapa. So Tosis has two Girsis. Rapapa had lent somebody money, or Rapapa gave a pikodna of money to somebody. Rapapa lived in one city. Havale Tresa Alfe Zuzi had 12,000 Zuzim Bechuzoi in a certain city, and he wanted to go collect the money from them. So the question, was it a Pikodin or was it a Halvor? So if he's going to send a Shaliach, someone's going for business anyway to Bechuzo. So he says, you're going for business anyway, so I'm going to give you a letter. I appoint you as a Shliach, you should go pick up the money for me. So when the Shliach goes to the other city, Bechuzo, to pick up the money, the fellow can say, La Badram de Diat, I don't owe you any money. And even though Rapap appointed you as a Shliach, I don't have to answer to you at all. I only have to answer if Rapap will come, I'll speak to him. But I don't have to, you can't bring me to a Dintura. I say, you owe the other person money. They don't owe me money. If he'll ask you for the money, you have to answer. If I say you owe him money, I'm not the Labadram the Diat. I have no right to demand anything of you. So what was the story over here? So there are two gerses whether this was a halvor. He had lent the people in Chuzoi 12,000 zuzim, or he had a pikodin of 12,000 zuzim. So the simple gerse is that he had a pikodin of the money. So in order that the shliach, the businessman is going to Beit Chuzoi anyway, should have the right to be taveya from the shomer ha-pikodin, the money, he had to be makna the money to him. Otherwise, if you just appoint a shliach, so Rov HaRishonim say, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama, and Dafayin Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says, that's why you need a harshah. If you don't write a harshah means, Rabbi Natama is a money lender. How do you make money from being a money lender? If you lend money to goyim and you charge interest, he didn't lend to Jews. I think Gemara says you're not allowed to charge interest from a goy either. So Rabbi Natama did away with that Gemara. He says the reason why you're not allowed to lend money beribis to a non-Jew is kadesh la yilmad mimaseh. We shouldn't associate with the non-Jews because they're going to pick up their bad habits. So Rabbi Natama says, but we all live among the goyim. We don't live in a Jewish ghetto. We live in the middle of the goyim, so it's not going to help. We all got to learn, not going to learn. All day long, we deal with the goyim. So he said, the din in the Gemara doesn't apply anymore, that you're not allowed to learn to a goy for ribbis. So that's what he did for a living. Where did he get the money in the first place from? I don't know. Maybe he married a rich girl. Maybe his grandfather made money. Rashi used to sell wine. Maybe he made some money on the wine. I don't know. Anyway, Rabbi Natama used to lend money. So when it came time to collect the money from the goyim, he used to send another goy as the shliach to collect. But the other goy who owes him the money can tell him, go fly kite. Labadvarm didiyat. So the Tosis writes in Kiddush and Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, Tosis writes, Rabbi Natam used to make a harshah, he used to sell the chayv to the other goy, that the other goy should collect it from the goy who had borrowed the money. You have to have a harshah. Harshah means I transfer ownership of the debt to the shliach. If it's just a shliach, then the nitva can say, Labadvarm didiyat. I'm not mechuyev to respond to you. But if I gave over the debt, so then he's the balachai, then I have to give him the money. So that's what Rapapa did. Rapapa didn't want to travel to Beit Chuzo to collect the money. So Akninu Nahalei, the Rav Shmuel Bar Ache, Agav Asifa de Beis, he was makna, the cash, the poshep shot was that it was a pikodin of $12,000 in cash. It was makna de matbeya, Agav Karka, Asifa de Beis, Agav the threshold in his house. Agav Karka. And Rav Shmuel Bar Ache succeeded in getting the money from the Beit Chuzoi. So he also, when Rav Shmuel Bar Ache came to the city where our papa lived, he was so happy, he was so excited that he finally collected his money. It must have been years that they owed him, that they had the $12,000 of his pikudin, and he kept on sending them letters and they never responded. So now he was so excited. Nofek lapi atovach, he walked miles in order, when he heard the Rav Shmuel Bar Ache was coming with the cash, he walked till a certain location to greet him and to thank him for the fact that he traveled all the way to Chuzoi and he collected the money for him. So there are two gerses here in the Gemara, where the Gemara goes, Rapapa, Havalei, Tresa, Alfi, Zuzi, had a pikodin of 12,000 zuzim in the city Chuzoi, and he was makna the cash. He was makna the cash of Gav Karka, or Havi Masikle, he lent them $12,000. So according to one girsa, it was a milva balpeh. There was no shtar. If it would have been a milva bishtar, he would have been able to give over the shtar either oisis niknas b'msir, oisis niknas b'ksiva b'msir, one or the other. He would make a harshah. But it was a milval peh, according to the other Giras in the Gemara, Habi Masik, Rapapa had lent $12,000 to the Beich Huzoy, and you can be makna a milva bal peh al yidei agav. That's a big chiddush. And most of the Rishonim say that Giras is incorrect. There is no such thing. There's no way to be makna a milva al peh. You can be makna milva bishtar. You can be makna shtar. Either machlegs Rabbi Nachum, osias nikdis mimzei osias nindek a biksiva mesira. But you can't be makna a milval peh. That's what the Rambam writes like that. That's the correct girsa. Those are the things that girsa is more correct. That the Gemara means that it's the $12,000 was a pikudin. It wasn't a halor. So the Gemara proved that kesh, even though the matbeah is not nikna b'chalipin, was mili b'mili la nikna, but with agav it can't be nikna because agav is a bona fide kinyan. Agav is not some a similar dover that he had a stronger gemiras das on the metatlim, and the metatlim are niknin by mira. There is another gemara I wanted to talk about a little bit above him at Sia. There's a gemara above Metzia towards the end of the first perek. Got to remember where it is. Shtachem shenim chal shibud ein achayze v'loiva boy. Anybody remember where that is? Here it is. Amar Rav Yechanan. Yud zayin amin aleph. Shtar shalava boy para ein achayze v'loiva boy. Means like this. Igmar explains what it means. Let's say, In the world of business, a lot of times you borrow $100,000 just for 2 hours and then you pay it back. You need cash quickly to make some kind of a deal. So let's say I lend you $100,000 in cash. I have a suitcase. I give you the cash. And I want a shtar. So you write a shtar. You write today's date. And you write that you borrowed $100,000 from Shechter. Okay. And then you pay me back the money and I give you back the shtar. Then in the afternoon of the same day, there's another big deal. And you want to borrow again $100,000 to clinch that deal. So can you just, and you didn't rip up the shtar that you used in the morning. It has the same amount of money in the same day. Everything is the same. Same mava, the same blood, but the same amount of money. Can you just take the shtar that you used in the morning and just give it back to me, and that'll serve as a shtar raya on the second halvah. So the Gemara says, no good. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shtar shalava boy uparoi. I used the shtar as a shtar halvoa in the morning, and I paid up the money already, and he gave me back the shtar. Now I want to borrow again $100,000. Why? Shekranim chal shibudo. The Gemara said it has to be on the same day. If it's going to be tomorrow, you have a big deal tomorrow, so it has the wrong date. It has yesterday's date. So it's a shtar mukdam, is no good. So it means on the same day. Why not? So the pasha pshat is, the shtar can only tell one story. The shtar tells a story that you borrowed $100,000 from me. It means the halva in the morning. And then you paid up the money I gave you back to shtar. That was the end of the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar. Now you want to borrow another $100,000 from the same person in the afternoon of the same day. So you want the shtar to tell a story at another halva. The shtar can only tell one story. It can't tell two stories. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. So when Rav Soloveitchik delivered this whole shiur, the Yortzeit shiur, where he explained in the name of his father why there's room to explain Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe holds osias niknas ben mesira. If I have a shtar halvoa and I give it to the lakeach, maybe it works min haTorah. That the Rambam wrote in Perek Vav in Hilchas Mechira, Halacha, where was it? Halacha Tezayin, I think. On the previous daf, Osius Nikna has been Mesir, Biksiva Mesira. Where was that? Perikvav Alocha Yud? Something like that. Perikvav Alocha Yud. So the Rambam writes that Osius Nikna is Biksiva Mesira, and Mechir Vishtar is Badera Chazos Medirei Sofim. It's only Medirabbanan. So it sounds perhaps from the Rambam that if the din would have been like Rebbe, it would have been a din Menater. Why? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, we gave Mishalim yesterday various cases where it's a Chiddush Din in the Shtar. The Shtar says, I'll go to Seidus on things that didn't happen yet at the time of the Halvua. Shtar says, Eidus that Loi Pora, that he didn't pay. Shtar says, when the husband authorizes the Eidim to sign a get, all they know at the time that they sign is that the husband is interested in divorcing his wife. Then later, when the wife is holding on to the get, the shtar serves as a shtar raya that the get was given already. At the time that they signed the get, it was not yet given. How do we know it was given? Since it's probably the case, so all of that is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar. So that's what Rebbe is of the opinion. If I have a shtar halvoya that says that he borrowed $100,000 from me, he owes me $100,000. I give the shtar to you, and you claim that I gave it over to you. So then the shtar says, I'll go to say this. He used to owe me $100,000, and now the shtar says that he owes you the money. Your name doesn't appear there. It doesn't matter. You have tfisas bala shtar. You're holding on to the shtar, and you claim that the shtar is still relevant. So it says that he owes you the money. Or the Gemara had, in the end of the Masechta, the top Masoras HaShas, a letter Aleph on Ayin Vav and Aleph. The Gemara says there that Rebbe's opinion, Osis Niknas Ben Mesira, is not restricted only to Shtar Halvoa. It works on the Shtar Mechira. I sold you my apartment and I gave you a Shtar. So the Shtar says that Shechta sold the apartment to Goldberg and it has the date. And then 10 years go by and you decide to move out of the neighborhood. I want to buy back my apartment. So Rebbe says, if you give me back the Shtar, even though it says the Shechta gave it to Goldberg, and now he's saying that Goldberg gave it to Shechter, if you give me back the shtar, and the shtar says just the opposite from what I'm claiming, that you gave me ownership of it, that works min haTorah. Since I'm holding on to the shtar now, and I claim 10 years after I sold it to you, has a date from 10 years ago. 10 years after I sold it to you, you sold it back to me. So the shtar, that works min haTorah. Osias Nikna's been Mesira. So you see that the shtar tells a totally different story. The shtar originally 10 years ago said that Shechta sold it to Goldberg. And now, when Goldberg sells it back to Shechta and Shechta holding on to the shtar says just the opposite from what's written there, that Shechta sold it back to Goldberg 10 years later. So that's a second story. So that is a jive with that Gemara in Bava Metzia, Yud Zayinim and Aleph, and Tzuvus Pehei also. That Shtachev Shinim Chal Shibud Ein Echaiz V'Loiva Boi. So he said, so Rabbi Soloveitchik said, his father said that he doesn't think that that's the pshat in the Gemara. It's not that a shtar cannot tell two stories. If you have a shtar chayv shtar shalovabo uparoi, the loiva borrowed $100,000 from the malva, and the loiva authorized the edom to write a shtar. So the malva is holding on to the shtar, so when there's tvises bala shtar, the shtar gives a hagodah to say this. Then the loiva pays up the money, and I surrender the shtar. I give the shtar back to the loiva. At that time, the shtar is dead. Doesn't say any haggadah seidus. So then, you want to borrow, on the same day, you want to borrow another $100,000. So you want to make a tchias hameisim on the shtar. There was a period of time in the middle of the day when the loiva paid up the chayiv, and the malik gave back the shtar. The shtar wasn't giving any haggadah seidus at all. So then you want to make a tchias hameisim on the shtar, mikana lahabo, the loiv is going to give back the shtar to the malva, is going to lend him another $100,000. So that's what the Gemara says, you can't have a tchias hameisim on the shtar. But if I gave you a shtar 10 years ago, I sold you the karka, and it says Shechta sold the karka to Goldberg, and all the 10 years that you were holding on, you don't have to be holding on to the shtar in your pocket, it's sitting in your office, in your files. And then 10 years later, the shtar was a shtar Raya for 10 years. It was say, giving Haggadah Seidus that Shechta sold the karka to Goldberg. And then when Shechta wants to buy it back 10 years later, Goldberg is moving out of the neighborhood. So now the shtar never dropped dead. The shtar is still giving Haggadah Seidus now. So when Goldberg gives the shtar back to Shechta, now the shtar continues to say Haggadah Seidus that 10 years ago Shechta sold it to Goldberg, and now Goldberg sold it back to Shechta, even though that part is missing in the shtar. A shtar can tell two stories, provided that it didn't die in between. But if it was paray, shachayv shin, shtar shalovaba uparay, and a chayzer alovaba shikvanim chal shibuda, there was a period of time during which the shtar was not giving any haggadah seidus at all. Then it can't again have a tchias hameisim on a shtar. That's the din in the Gemara. But it's not a din that Ishtar can't tell two stories. He can't. We had yesterday, we were talking about the Ravid in Hilchos Gerushin, where the Ravid says, to a point, when a husband appoints a shliach lahilochas haget, the Rambam holds, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. The Ravid says that you do. The Mishnah only says in Gittin, you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar when the wife appoints a shliach l'kabolas haget. Never says one way or the other, when the husband appoints a shliach lahilochas haget. So the Rambam thinks you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar when you appoint a shliach lahilochas haget. The Rambam said, that's like a shliach to sell out, that's like a shliach to be mafish truma. When the wife appoints a shliach, that's a chiddush, that the wife, the Yerushalmi, points that out, and the Rishonim point that out. The Tosfos HaRosh has like that. If you remember the Gemara, beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara says, we learn out from the Pasuk, v'shilcha mibesa v'holcha v'hoysa v'shacher. So the Gemara says, v'shilach malamet sh'abal oysa shliach, v'shilcha malamet sh'ho'isha oysa shliach. You have two psukim. You have two words in the Pasuk, and one word in the Pasuk, when the husband is divorcing his wife. So one word teaches you that the husband has the ability to appoint a shliach la'ilochas haget, and one word, v'shilcha, teaches you that the wife has the ability to appoint a shliach l'kabolas haget. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, why do you need two psukim? Once you know that the husband can appoint a shliach. So ma'amatzinu, the Gemara says, wherever you have a Pasuk, that you can make a shliach, one place in Chumash. So you learn out from there to call a tarakula, the shlichas works. Why do you need a separate pasuk for shlich ha-baal and a separate pasuk for shlich ha-isha? So the Tosfos HaRosh answers, and it's a Chiddush Aran, famous, and quotes a Yerushalmi, the ability of the woman to appoint the shlich le-kabolas aget is kula chiddush. It really shouldn't work, because the Gemara says, strictly speaking, the husband can give the get to his wife bal korcha, even if she's screaming bloody murder. It's not their heretz. It's an isa dezachem derabin gershim. According to the Chuvas Aran, it's an isa deraisa. Not just a chem derabin gershim is a curse. That if the husband divorces his wife al korcha, he should drop dead. The Gemara says, cherem is a curse that should seep into the ramach evorim. Cherem is the same letters as ramach evorim. It's a curse. The guy should drop dead. And if a peasant put the guy in cherem and he ultimately dies at the age of 95, 50 years after they put him in cherem, so we treat him as if he's Harugei Bezdin. The children don't observe Avelos, because we attribute to death, even though he died 50 years later, we attribute to death to the curse of the Rabbanim. So the Tshuva Saran holds that the husband divorcing his wife, Bal Korcha, that's nasty, that's disgusting, that's an Issa Deraisa, the Rabbeinu Gershom had it on, a curse. The husband should drop that, but it certainly is not proper. But the din is to get this chal, even if you give it bal korcha. So the wife is not a balabas on the kinyan of the gerishin. The husband can give it a get bal korcha. So if she's not a balabas, what right does she have to appoint a shliach? The only one who can appoint a shliach. The Gemara says, milsa de isa b'shlichas isa b'tanai, milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. The only one who can appoint a shliach is the one who can make a tanai on the kinyan. Are you a bailam on this? Am I the balabas? If I have a house, I decide if I want to sell a house or not. I can decide whether I want to get married or not. I decide whether I want to get divorced or not. My wife can't decide. My wife has the right to decide whether she agrees to marry me or not. But she's not the balabas to decide that she wants to divorce me. That depends on the husband. So the wife cannot make a shliach. The wife should not be able to make a shliach to be mekabel a get for her. Like she cannot make a tanai on the gerushin. He can give her the get bal korcha. What's she going to say? I only accept the get if it rains tomorrow, if it doesn't make tonight. We don't care what you want. You can give the get bal korcha to the ish. It's an avera. It's indecent. It's not a nice thing to do. But the get is chav, he give bal korcha. So really, that's what the Yerushalmi has a lotion, that the Chiddush Aran quotes that in Bob Messiah. You always have to be shlucha shal bal amamim. The only one who has the right to appoint a shliach is the one who's a bailim on the kinyan. So the wife is not really the bailam on the kabbalas haget. The get can theoretically be given bal korcha. So that's why I need a separate pasuk that the wife can appoint a shliach. So it's really a different kind of shlichus. So that's what the Rambam understood, that when the Mishnah says in Gittin that when a woman appoints a shliach le kabbalas haget, she has to appoint a shliach in the presence of two witnesses. In Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, that's only when the wife appoints the shliach le kabbalas haget. Because that's kula chiddush. That's a mechudush dike parsha of shlichus. And I didn't say the whole explanation. There's a lot missing. A lot missing here, but it's a different kind of, the Rishonim say, it's a different kind of shlichus. So that's why you need Eidus L'Kiyum V'Davar. But if the husband appoints a Shlich L'Halachas HaGet, that's a normal din of Shlichas, so that you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum Adam. That's not a Dovish of Yerba Dikah din. That's a normal din. Whoever is a Bailim, the husband is a Bailim to sell his house, the husband is a Bailim to Imafir Shchuma. So he appoints a Shlich, he does need Eidus L'Kiyum Adam. So if the husband wants to appoint a Shlich L'Halachas HaGet, he doesn't need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover. That's the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam holds you only need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover and Das Dover should be Yerevan. There's a Machlekes, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, but in the following case, let's say the man gives his wife Shtar Kiddushin, they like each other, and they're engaged to get married, but they're still in college, so they have to do well on exams. So let's say he gives her a shtar kiddushin. Abi amukadashesli after we graduate, fine, the end of June, after all the exams are over, after everything is over. So let's say he gives her a shtar kiddushin. She should be mukadashes on the condition that it rains on June 20th. He can make any crazy condition he wants. And then they like each other so much, they say, why do we make such a condition? We want the condition should be chal even if it doesn't rain. So the Rambam and the Ravid, that's a big machlokes, can you change that tonight or not? So the Rambam and the Ravid, there's a question, how to read the Gemara. So they read the Gemara that you can, if they wait till June 23rd comes and goes and it didn't rain, so it was already a bitla tonight. So then you can't say, I want the condition to be chal yesterday. Want the Kedushin to be Chal even though it didn't rain. Too late, you got to be Mekadosh all over again. But if they say that before June 23rd, even if it doesn't rain tomorrow, we want to get married. So the Rambam and the Rabbi both say, Osi Dibam Vatal Dibur, they can remove the Tanai, they can convert the Kedushin Alatai into a Kedushin Stam. That's called Osi Dibam Vatal Dibur. The original Kedushin was Alatanai, and now they're removing the Tanai, it's going to be Kedushin Bali Tanai. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, where they need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover when they're making Mechilas HaTanai. So the Rambam says, no, you only need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover on the actual Das Git Mekidushin. And Mechilas HaTanai you don't need. And the Rabbi holds, no. Whatever is Nageya, whatever is relevant to determining whether the Kiddushin is Chal, whether the Gerushin is Chal, will need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover. So the Rav, Sir Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that this machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, where they need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover, when the Baal appoints the Shliach La'ilochas HaGet, this is the Shitosam. The Rabbi holds every step of the way, you have to, and the Dovah Shabdiyeva has to be covered with Eidus L'Kiyum Adover. If you don't have Eidim who can attest to the fact that the Get was Chal, the Kedushim was Chal, then it's not Chal. So the Minei Shliach HaBaal La'ilochas HaGet is crucial, and the Bittul, the Mechilas HaTanai is also crucial. So the Rabbi holds you need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover and everything. And the Rambam holds, no, you only need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover. And the actual Das Dover should be Yerva. But when the woman appoints a Shliach L'Kabbalas HaGet, that's Kula Chiddush. So that's the Chiddush is, when you have a Get, a Shliach HaIsha, whenever the man divorces his wife by giving the Get to the Shliach HaIsha, in that case you need Das HaIsha and the Gerish. Usually you don't need Das HaIsha, you can give the Get Bal Korcha. But in order to enable the woman to appoint the shliach la'ilocha, so the Gemara, so the Torah said, there's another parsha of get. We do need das o'isha. If you need das o'isha, then she has the ability to appoint a shliach. So in such a case, the Rambam says that that's when the Mishnah says you need eidus l'kiyum adover when the isha appoints the shliach l'kabbalas haget. Okay. Yesterday, we left off in the middle. We read the Rashbam on the top of Ayin Vav on the base. The Gemara says on the second line. Loi kasha kam mishus ram kam v'simta. So the Rashbam says that there were three. We explained the Rashbam. Rashbam holds that there were three kinyonim, really five kinyonim that are basically all the same. Yad and chotzer is hachnasa l'rishuso. And then Hakbor and Meshicha and Mesira are all three additional forms of Hachnos of the Rishusa. So this, all the Rishonim agree. Here we saw the Tosis Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Ibra Maschal Rab Nosan Amud. The last two lines in Tosis they quoted Gemara. If you have a pencil, you have a watch, a very light item, you can't be koneh b'mashicha. Since it's very easy to pick it up, the Gemara's talking about a pocketbook. I got him stole the pocketbook. So the Gemara says, he's not koneh b'mashicha. A pocketbook is so light, you can pick it up. So whenever it's possible to do hagbor, then mashicha is not koneh. So the Rashbam extends it, wherever it's possible easily to do mashicha, then mesira is not koneh. Mesira is also a form of hachnos of v'shusa. All three are the same, and all five are the same. Yad, chotzer, is literally hachnos of v'shusa, and hagbor, mashicha, mesira, in that order, descending order of importance, are also considered as if there was a hachnos of v'shusa. So whenever it's easily possible to do hagbor, you're not koneh b'mashicha. Whenever it's besimto, then it's easy to do mashicha, then mesira is not koneh. Whenever it's b'shus harabim and you can't make mashicha, b'shus harabim is not koina. So then the Chacham said, if you do mesira, even though the animal doesn't budge at all, just holding on to the reins, achaza b'tlofa, b'shol b'shala, b'pum v'shol b'fia, Gemara had the brisa. So that's the Rashbam shita. The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with that Rashbam. That's the big tosis misfina. The Rabbeinu Tam argues with the Rashbam, and he uses the argument here on the second line in the Tosfos. The kasha the Rabbeinu Tam v'chi mashicha or mesira mitzvah hein shein lasas ela min hamuvchar. So we pointed out, why didn't it bother him on hagboa mashicha? Tosfos themselves quote, that's a Gemara. Hagboa mashicha. Whenever it's a light item, you can easily do hagboa, then you're not koneh mashicha. The answer is, it's not mitzvah you should do min hamuvchar. It's the same form of a kinyan. So the Rashbam holds that mesira is also the same form. There are three forms to what's considered as if it were hachnosa l'vishusa. Yad and chotzer is literally hachnosa l'vishusa. And hagbo is considered as if. That's by Rish Lakish holds it's koneh min hatorah. Rabbi Yechon holds not so. It's only koneh min the Rabbanon. Okay? But we discussed it. So the Rashbam holds, they're all in descending order of importance. If it's easy to do hagbo, you got to do hagbo. That's called hachnosa v'shusa. If that's too difficult, we allow you to do mishicha. And if it's in the middle of v'shusa, mishicha is not going to be kind of, then mesira is good. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he holds, no, the mesira is better. What does it mean, mesira is better? So mesira is better because he holds that you need miyad v'yad. That's what we saw. The Tosfos here has that machlokes. The Tosfos, ayin hem and beis, Achazabitlofa of the Lakech. So you see, you don't need Mesira, you don't need Niyadiyah. That was a big mafleg. What did Rabbeinu Tam mean? So I said, I mentioned that when Rabban Lichtenstein got married, that was the Dvar Torah that he said at his wedding. He was talking about how to be koinim, Behemagasa, Behemadaka. It had nothing to do with the wedding. So he said, according to the Rashbam, Mesira is another form of Hachnosa Levashusa, it's a lower form. So whatever, it's not possible. If it's in the middle of a shusaram, it's not possible to do a mashicha there, you won't be koina. So then they were mekel that mesira is also called hachnosa l'shusam hasheinikein. The Rabbeinu Tam holds not. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that mesira doesn't work. The Gemara said there in Bovim Metzia. In the first parak, Bovim Metzia, Daf Chesam Bei, mesira doesn't work behefker or benichse ager shemes vein lo yoshim. Be Metzia, benichse ager doesn't work. So Rabbeinu Tam holds you even need miyad v'yad. The others disagree, you don't need miyad v'yad, but you need das makne. So apparently the Rabbeinu Tam thinks, just like this idea that we developed by chalipin. Chalipin is akno midas, and the Tosfos in Ksubas Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, that shtar is akno midas. Dvarim haniknim b'amira, rare cases, dvarim haniknim b'amira. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that mesira is also, mesira is not haknosa l'vishusa, not like the Rashbam says. It's akno midas. That's why it only works if there's a das acheres makna, and according to Rabbeinu Tam has to even be miyad liyad. So he's showing that he's giving over ownership. So that's the nekudas hamachlokes here between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that mesira is a totally different kinyan. It's not part of the series. He agrees by hagbo mashicha that whenever it's easy to do hagbo, you're not koneh b'mashicha. But to go the next step also, whenever it's easy to do mashicha, then you're not koneh b'mesira, that he disagrees. He says, no, mesira is independent. Mesira is like Aknomi Das. So that's the gist of that thesis, what they disagree. Okay, very good. Good. We should learn some more thesis here. Tomorrow, Blei Nara, we'll do the Parsha.
According to the Rambam,